It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session. Today, we're diving into one of the most profound challenges faced after leaving a faith-based community: rebuilding your identity. When we leave a religious community, we don't just lose a set of beliefs, we lose a framework that often defines who we are. For years, that framework might have shaped our morals, our choices, and even our relationships. So when it's gone, it's natural to feel lost. But here's the good news. This is an opportunity to rebuild. And mindfulness can be your guide. Think of your identity like a house. In a faith-based context, the religion often acts as the foundation. Everything, your relationships, career, hobbies, gets built on top of it. When that foundation is removed, it can feel like the house collapses. But the truth is, the materials of who you are, your values, passions, and experiences are still there, waiting to be reconstructed. This is where mindfulness comes in. Instead of rushing to replace your foundation with something new, mindfulness teaches us to pause, reflect, and rebuild intentionally. Step one is to embrace the I don't know. Rebuilding your identity often starts with uncertainty. Who am I without my faith? What do I believe? What matters to me now? These are big questions, and it's okay to not have all the answers immediately or ever. Mindfulness encourages us to sit with the uncertainties. When these thoughts arise, try not to label them as bad or wrong. Instead, approach them with curiosity. You might say to yourself, "This is interesting. Let's explore." Go back to season 1, episodes 1 through 7 of this podcast, when it was called It's Now Again, for foundation of what mindfulness is and how to begin practicing it. Step 2, discover your core values. One of the most powerful tools for rebuilding identity is identifying your core values. These are the principles that resonate deeply with who you are, regardless of external beliefs or systems. Take a moment to reflect. What brings you joy? What motivates you? What do you admire in others? Write these down. Mindfulness can help here too. In your meditations or quiet moments, notice what themes keep coming up. And there's one question I was asked many years ago that has stuck with me as the perfect way to know where you want to go. And that question is, if you could bring more of any one thing into the world, what would it be? You don't have to have an answer to that question right away. And the answer that you do give, if you have an answer today, maybe a completely different answer in 5 years or 10 years, but just ponder the question. If you could bring more of any one thing into this world, what would it be? And then if kindness or creativity emerges as a recurring theme, for example, that's a clue about your core values. These values will become the new foundation of your identity. Step 3 is to reconnect with your authentic self. During our time in a faith-based community, we may adopt roles or behaviors to fit in. Part of rebuilding your identity is reconnecting with the parts of yourself that may have been suppressed. Here's an exercise to try. Imagine your life before religion played a central role. What were your interests, your dreams, your quirks? Sometimes our authentic self is still there, waiting to be rediscovered. Mindfulness can help you reconnect. In your daily life, practice being fully present. Notice what sparks joy or interest. This presence can illuminate parts of yourself that may have been overshadowed. Step four, practice self-compassion. Rebuilding your identity isn't always linear. Some days you'll feel confident and clear. Other days you might feel lost again. This is normal. Be gentle with yourself. Mindfulness teaches us to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment. If you're feeling unsure or overwhelmed, acknowledge it with kindness. You might say, "This is a tough day," and that's okay. I'm still making progress. Think of rebuilding your identity like planting a garden. Your faith-based community might have been like a pre-planned garden. Someone else chose the layout, the plants, and the colors. Now, you have an empty plot of land. At first, it might feel overwhelming, but with time, you get to choose what to plant. Maybe you want bright flowers or a vegetable patch. Maybe you want something entirely different. There's no rush, and there's no right or wrong way to grow your garden. With mindfulness, you can tend to your garden with patience and care. You'll pull weeds of self-doubt, nurture seeds of self-discovery, and watch your new identity bloom. While identity is deeply personal, connection plays a vital role. Seek out communities or groups that align with your values or interests, whether it's a mindfulness group, a hobby club, or an online forum. These connections can help feel supported as you rebuild. Remember, you're not alone in this process. Many people are navigating similar journeys, and sharing your story can be incredibly healing. Rebuilding your identity after leaving a faith-based community is challenging, but it's also a chance to discover your authentic self. Through mindfulness, you can approach this process with curiosity, compassion, and intention. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If this resonated with you, take some time today to reflect on your core values or connect with a new community. And if you have any questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net. Let's keep exploring this path together. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.